The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Diving in for Pat. Well, housing is the ubiquitous policy, public, political issue of our time. But what about our rapidly aging population? And with lowering home ownership and rising rent, what will happen to older people who are no longer at work, who still have to rent? Joining us now is Sean Moynihan, CEO of Alone, to discuss this. Sean, maybe you give us some of the statistics about home ownership, because the assumption is that when people are retired, they will have paid a mortgage and own their own home. But that's no longer the case.
Absolutely. I think that has been a perception how we've built our housing market and our society. You have your house paid for, you might have a small income, but you're safe and you're secure. Now, we all know that house ownership now on average is at 66%. And the amount of older people renting over 65 has gone up 86% in the last census. And we all know that people in their 40s, 50s and 60s, early 60s, that number is rising. So we have some big questions to ask ourselves where we need to redesign what we're building and how we're designing. And that question is, how will you be safe and secure in your housing in your old age? And how will you pay the rent if there is rent in old age? Because we all know what happens to our income.
What are you advocating?
Well, I think what we're saying is the first thing is you have to do with any problem is define the problem. And what we've done is produce research on numbers. So of the 44,000 older people who came to us last year, a third of them had housing issues. The first thing we have to do in the next strategy that's coming out and review documents come from government in July is realise that single person households, two persons households and ageing households are really starting, will in the next 10 to 15 years start dominating the housing market. So once we do that, we have to start working out what is the total number of houses we need. Now, from our numbers and our figures, what we're seeing is of the social housing being built over the National Development Plan with the cost rentals and all that, they're talking about 330,000 houses. We figure around 25% of that will need to go to over 65s. On top of that, there's a huge opportunity for the private sector.
Sorry, what percentage will need to go to over 65?
Around 25%.
Okay, one in four. Yeah, okay.
One in four. Because ultimately is again, you know, there's a lot of research and we did more research with this earlier in the year with Threshold on that. It's very hard. No matter how supportive a landlord is, older people are not really on fixed incomes, are not really attractive to landlords. One, because if you're in a couple, if one person dies, you actually probably lose terribly on top of that loss of love and support. You lose half your income. So your ability, no landlord wants to ask an over 75 or 65 to leave. So it's not really a choice for either side of the equation, both the older people or the landlord. So that's why the amount of social housing going to older people will need to be higher. On the far side, there's a huge opportunity for the private sector because, again, the research shows that older people will right-size, as they say, within their communities. So ultimately, as we figure, and the stats we've done and the research we've done, that we need around 125,000 smaller units to give that choice. Nobody will be asked to leave their home, but for some people, it's a good choice because ultimately they may liberate some money, might have a better retirement life, ultimately have lower costs, go into universal design buildings if they develop some disabilities, etc. So ultimately is it's about what are the housing needs of an aging population rather than at the moment we're sleepwalking into a situation that we're going to have all these people in rented and ultimately, like what's happening on the social housing list and the homelessness, having the age cohort on those lists just rising and rising.
What is your attitude? It's quite controversial right sizing, where you have maybe an elderly widow or widower rattling around in a big four-bedroom house and people say we should provide incentives to get them to move to maybe sheltered accommodation with backup supports close to shops and so on. What do you think is the sweet spot of that?
Look, as an organisation, we're very much the pragmatist. Like everything else in life, these things come down to choices. And I suppose we could have a situation and have this conversation and 50% of the people listen and say, that's not a choice for me. That's absolutely fine. If that's not a choice for you, that's not a choice. But at the moment, people are talking about it, but without building units, there is no choice. At the moment, there is no choice unless you're really on the higher income domicile or you've got a very large house. And it's minute amount of people who have that choice. For some people, they would like that choice. And it's only for that. But that's the story of everything that we design in the world, and, in the economy.
And if the target, I think, is to build 12,000 social houses a year between approved housing bodies and local authorities, are we building one in four of those for older people at the moment in design?
No, I think at the end of the day, is sometimes what we have a situation around this is sometimes, look, you know, there's always an immediacy. Look, we all realise the homeless figures, and then we all hear about the 4,000 children in the homeless sector. And then we all want the people in their early 20s and that generation, the last generation lost. But the problem is we're forgetting about the other end. You know, there's a lot of talk in Ireland about Irish people are addicted to buying. No, people are addicted to safety and security. People know that if they don't buy, how will you live on, pay rent on 280 euros a week? One in four people in the west of Ireland, if you take places like Mayo and if you take places like Donegal, that is their only income. And one in three people in this country, just below one in three people, live on their own. So we're ignoring the fact that it's the end point of housing we need to look at and work our way back. Other than that, people will continue really to drive hard to buy, because how will they have that safety and security? How will they live? Because if you lose your accommodation in your 70s, you lose all your support systems, whether that's your friends, your neighbours, whether your relationships, you lose your community, your pharmacist, your doctor, your GP, your church, if you're religious, you lose everything in that you may have lost. And where are you going to go? Are we going to put a whole generation on HAP?
Sure. Yeah.
You know, and we all know there's no properties left for HAP. So the danger is, a loan threshold, and a lot of organisations were started in the 70s because of the really poor housing conditions and the squalor older people lived in. Now, without change to policy, okay, we have the ingredients to go back there.
All right. Stark warning there of the particular element of the housing crisis, as it will impact on more and more elderly people who are in rented situations. My thanks to the Chief Executive of Alloan, Sean Moynan.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.